The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a little ditty called 8 Days a Week. This is a show where we go over some of the highlights that happen all week long on russosbrand.com and patreon.com/RussoTWC. Now, guys, you know a couple of things. You know, number one, there is no long-term commitment on either platform. You can come in and you can go out. You know that prices start as little as 75 cents a week. And you know that you are not just getting Vince Russo. You are getting Big Vito LaGrasso and his lovely wife, Noelle. You are getting Taylor Hendricks. You are getting Shane Douglas. You are getting Baldy, Angel of ECW. You are getting the Disco Inferno. You are getting the brilliant Dutch Mantel. You are getting the demon himself, Kevin Sullivan. You are getting Stevie Richards and Ben Hameen. You are getting Goldilocks. You are getting the great Billy Bate from the UK. Big Brother gives you all the news before it even happens. You are getting one of the greatest trainers of our time, Dr. Tom Pritchett. You are getting PJ Polanco, better known as Just Incredible. You are getting Stevie Ray of Harlem Heat. You are getting the beautiful people, Velvet Sky and Angelina Love. You are getting all of that by going to russosbrand.com or patreon.com/RussoTWC. And we had some great shows this week. I'm going to kick it off with Lions, Tigers, and Bears and Disco. This can be heard on the Realm Network, russosbrand.com. On this show, Disco Inferno says, on paper, Tony Khan books like me? What? Are you out of your freaking mind, Disco? Play the clip.
If you don't even watch, if you just read the reviews of that show, like what happened on the show, if you read it, okay? And the most fascinating thing is the Dirt Sheet guys put over how logical the booking is. I'm like, dude, if you took a person that hasn't watched wrestling in forever, okay, that watched wrestling back in the Attitude Era, watched WCW, watched early TNA, and something, but hadn't watched wrestling in like 10, 15 years, right? Mm-hmm. And you told them, hey, look, watch this new show that Vince Russo's booking. Based on what you've heard about Vince Russo, you would think this show, these shows are like, you know, we got guys going to Legos, video gamers, you know, the dark order. We got a little young kid out there. Everybody's going through tables. Everybody's going through, you know, this. You would think that this was like a Vince Russo show based on the over-the-top stuff on the show. And it's like they completely, like, I would like to look, like, to take a, and not to mention, too, Tony Khan is booking like you used to book. Having one segment run into another segment, and so, like a million things going on to try to get people, because they tried to do that on the show this week. Did you watch, you don't watch the show, right? Mm-mm. They knew they were going up against NXT TakeOver, okay? Bro, the first segment was 22 minutes long and had three different – we had one thing, then some other guys came out. This swerved it all together, right, and everything. And, like, you know, that's how you used to book sometimes. When you were in – like, you're trying to, like, get ratings and everything. The funny thing, bro, they're praising Tony Khan for doing the exact same stuff that you did.
Yeah.
Like, literally the exact same stuff, style of booking that you did, but yours – you didn't know what you were doing, and this guy does.
Yeah,
and then you look at the way the shows are. This is like, I'm like, but the thing about these shows is,
Well, Disco, with all due respect, I think you are wrong, but it's not the first time, and it certainly won't be the last. Next, we have Truth with Consequences. This is on patreon.com/RussoTWC. This is the only show or the only place where you will find the legendary Vic Venom, the former writer of the WWF magazine and the Raw magazine. And on this edition of Truth with Consequences, Mr. Venom talks about how WWE's deal with Peacock may have played into the Steve Austin and Chris Jericho podcast getting the green light. Some very, very interesting insights concerning this epic interview. Some things that nobody else is talking about. Vic, give them a dose of that truth. The WWE needs something big. And let's face it, they're not doing anything big in the ring. WrestleMania this year is a sham. It's the farthest thing from big that you can imagine. So now they're on a new network. They're getting a lot of money from Peacock. And I guarantee you, they made a lot of promises, and there are big, big, big expectations. So this is a huge interview because they will work the marks into believing this is a can't-miss interview. I got to drop everything and watch this interview because if I miss this interview, I'm going to miss something. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that's what Vic does. You're not going to miss anything if you miss this interview because you got two individuals, Austin and Jericho, who know exactly how to work this interview. Austin's going to get himself over and the podcast over. Chris Jericho is going to get himself over, the podcast over, AEW over. They both have an agenda going into this interview. So let me get back to Vince McMahon. So this is a big coup for Peacock because people will watch this interview. I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to watch this interview in real time. I will read about this interview. I will see what was said. But it is not important enough for me to stop everything and watch because nothing's going to come out of this interview. So number one, it's a great publicity stunt for the newly acquired partner, Peacock. Great publicity. As a matter of fact, Vince McMahon probably was not even in a position to say no. Number two, some great insights from Vic Venom. Up next, castrating the marks. This is on the Realm Network, russosbrand.com on this episode. Despite what Chris Jericho said, Tony Khan claims TNT had no issues with Sting's debut being a surprise. Interesting. Chris Jericho saying one thing, Tony Khan, his boss, saying something completely different. One person's telling the truth. One person is not. Let's listen to what I have to say about that situation. Bro, in my Better Call Saul today, he's talking about too. His promo did a great number. What? Where are these great numbers? What great numbers do we speak of here? What great numbers are we talking? And bro, listen, he's right about one thing. There is a time to do it, and there is a time to not do it. But bro, when you have a surprise like you had with Sting, it can't shit the bed, bro. Because now nobody is excited about watching the next week. So if you're going to have a surprise, and yes, bro, you can use surprises. You could put them in your bag of tricks. You've got to be able to deliver on the surprise. And that's what they failed to do.
You wonder how that got mixed up in translation. He's basically saying what Jericho said isn't the truth.
Yeah, and why didn't he tell us what the conversation was then? Tell us what was wrong with the information we got. He made it clear he was on that conversation. So I don't tell what was said on the conversation then. I don't understand.
Yeah, if they were very happy with it, then what was the point of this conversation?
Right, and if they were very happy with it, you know he would have put over how happy they were with it. Right, Mitch?
I've got a number for you. 22.
What's that?
22 days till the NFL draft. This guy's number one on the clock. 1-15 they were last year.
22 days, bro. 20, and he's worrying about how they're editing his promo.
Yeah.
Interesting, interesting, interesting. Something that myself and Lois Lane will keep our eye on. Up next, Master Shoot Theater on patreon.com/Russo TWC with the great Bin Hameen and Stevie Riches. And on this edition, young writer returns to face the allegations presented by Deuce to Bince. Was young writer negotiating with AEW? Let's go to Master Shoot Theater.
That's right, goddammit. Mama's in the icebox looking for a can of ale. Where the hell were you, pal? Jump, jive, and wail. Now tell me while you dance. Give me some jazz hands while you tell me, pal.
Well, I was...
come on, yeah.
You told me to get Jericho booked for Austin's podcast, remember?
Oh, yeah. Goddammit, Y2J. I like that, pal. Break the walls down. Yeah. Jive and wail. Yeah. Spin it. Woo. Jump, jive. Yeah. Boy, man, that was good. Hey, get your cardio up, pal. That's what I need after.
Bince. Did you see what he just did there, Bince?
No. Did you see me squat 1,000 pounds? I did it.
Yeah. I did see that, Bince, and I was very, very impressed by that, Bince. Yeah, Bince, but did you just see what he just did there, young Rhino, Bince?
What, did he do some AEW symbol I don't know about?
He was throwing up, Bince, all those DX signs that have been banned from the Peacock, Bince. Bince is trying to get us banned from TV, Bince, so Tony Khan and the AEW empire can take over the wrestling industry, Bince, and put you out of business. That's what Young Rod is trying to do, Bince. I told you about this guy. I told you, Bince.
Tell me right now, are you working for the cock? Are you a mole for the cock for AEW? Are you in there? Tell me, goddammit.
Oh, boss, he sounds like one of those conspiracy guys from Wednesday nights. He sounds like it doesn't make any sense. Don't pay attention to the Bugatti outside. That's not mine.
That's that's mine, pal. That's mine now. But, Deucey, you keep an eye on him. I want to know every word that's coming out of the cock.
Oh, I will, Bince. I will keep my ear close to the wall, Bince. Young Ryder, you're not going to get away with nothing with me, Young Ryder, because you know why? Well, as you know, Deuce never lies. So, Young Ryder, in my opinion, you are guilty as charged. Up next, Angelina Love, Velvet Sky, the beautiful people, the beautiful podcast. And on this show, Velvet and Angelina talk one of their biggest pet peeves, people driving slow in the left lane. The ladies don't like that. Let's listen to what they have to say.
People that drive below the speed limit or the speed limit in the left lane. Okay. Get the fuck out of the left lane. There's three lanes, sometimes a slow lane. If you are in the left lane and you are going the speed limit or below it, you best believe I'm going to be on that ass.
There's no reason to be. Why are you even in the fast lane? Because if you're already going under the speed limit, there can't be many other people that are going too slow for you in the slow lane. So just haul ass back into the slow lane. There's no reason to be. You're not driving fast. Why are you in the fast lane? That's for people that go 80 and above. Get out of here.
Like me. And I am one of those people where, like, okay.
I'm pretty sure we've done a podcast about your driving.
Seriously. Like, I'm not like, okay. I don't have road rage. I just get aggravated. I'm not an unsafe driver. Like, I'm a super safe driver. Like, I am.
That's debatable.
I'm a super safe driver. I have zero accidents under my belt. Okay. But like, I will admit I have a bit of a lead foot. but I drive safe. Okay. I'm aware of my surroundings. I'm not encouraged.
Well, when you get in a car that's really smooth and easy to drive too, you can go 80 and not even know you're going 80. You're just like cruising.
Right.
So right.
When I'm driving on the highway and there's three lanes and I'm in the I drive in the fast lane. That's just drive in the fast lane. That's just me. I drive in the fucking fast lane. And a lot of the times what I have to find myself doing is there's people in the left lane that are either going the speed limit or below, and there's no one in the slow lane. So you know what I have to do? I tailgate the fuck out of them, because I will tailgate you. Get the fuck out of the way.
So you need me in the passenger seat going.
Yeah. Yeah. Directing traffic. But what I have to do 9 times out of 10, if they don't get the hint when I'm like on their ass in the fast lane.
Nobody is Rora. Nobody is truer. Nobody is more beautiful than the beautiful people. Up next, Raw and SmackDown review. This is on russosbrand.com on the Realm Network. Here, myself, Bin Hameen, have a slight disagreement over Drew McIntyre's promo that referenced his mother's chemotherapy. Sometimes this happens on the show. I see things one way, Bin sees them another. Let's hear the clip. We talked earlier, Ben. There was a little bit of a disagreement because I'm telling you, I liked the Drew promo when he started talking about his mom and the chemotherapy, and like that was real. And you could see he got all choked up and stuff. But then, bro, typical WWE bullshit, which you guys were just talking about on Raw. Here comes the heels. Here comes Lashley. Here comes Corbin. And we just turned that. Drew's mother's chemotherapy, we turn that into a fake wrestling, shitty, crappy, putrid promo like they do every single time, bro. And man, you know, I I got to tell you, if I'm Drew and I'm talking about my mother's cancer and I'm getting emotional, I don't know if it was a true story or not that he couldn't go home. I mean, I don't know, but sure. He did get emotional. He's not going to make up that his mother went for chemo. All that shit is true. But if I'm Drew, I mean, I got to say to Vince, okay, bro, do we really want to turn my mother's cancer into a really bad fake? Like, do we really want to do this, Vince? I mean, right or wrong, Ben?
Right. We do want to do this, especially as a baby face, because it's completely relatable. My grandmother and aunt died from cancer. Stevie, your brother passed. Mm-hmm. How many people in your family, Vince? That instantly grounds it. And when we get stuck in a scene where we're inventing, this is an improv rule from Del Close. I think I've said it on here. When you're stuck in a scene where it's plotty and predicated, which is what every WWE promo was, tell a truth about yourself in an improv scene. The audience will know that it's a truth without you telling them, hey, I'm about to tell you a truth, because you can see the difference in inventing and doing a bunch of bullshit that's already scripted as opposed to being in the moment and saying something genuine that will invoke an emotion. And that was the exact point where we connected and invoked an emotion before we went back to plotty and predicated.
Again, I think I'm right and Ben is wrong. I am always right. And whoever challenges me is always wrong. You know that. Up next, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Show. This could be found on patreon.com/RussoTWC with the great Billy Botti. Now, Billy has some very interesting information this week on the new WWE DraftKings deal that I got to tell you sounds a little shady. Let's hear what Billy has to say.
WWE have teamed up with DraftKings. Now, obviously, the way DraftKings works, they have various different options at DraftKings. So they've now become a sports book, so you can bet on individual matches, and that's available across the US and UK, Canada, etc. That was always the way we did things. With DraftKings, another thing you can do is you formulate a team. So you get like a budget. I haven't looked at it yet, but I believe, say, for example, it's $25,000, and you have to pick. And it's priced up on the odds. So, for example, if Bray Wyatt is a massive favorite, it's going to cost you about $7,000 to put Bray Wyatt in your team, because that's a guaranteed win. And then you're going to have to make your team up. Basically, the budget is going to make you pick some underdogs, yeah. Right? There's also another thing that they're doing where they ask you questions and you get points based on how many questions you have. And then there's a leaderboard and there's payouts in terms of how many points you scored based on the questions that they asked. So each question is worth like 3-4 points, whatever. WWE are going to have feedback from their sponsor in terms of what people think are going to happen. That includes bets that have been placed. That includes teams that have been picked on DraftKings. And that includes the questionnaire, which was probably made by WWE. This is groundbreaking in terms of WWE now having 100% fan information through a betting operator in terms of what people think will happen this week. And they will be able to book and accordingly and change things on the fly in terms of turning around and saying, okay, everybody thinks Roman is going to retain, or everybody thinks Drew is going to win, or everybody thinks this, that, or the other, and being able to flip it in order to give people the shocks. I mean, they think at the moment that by putting Cesaro over Seth Rollins, that's going to shock people because, you know, Rollins is here and Cesaro's, you know, always been at this level. It's not going to shock anyone because Cesaro is a betting favorite and everybody will know that if they go to DraftKings or put their bets wherever. So maybe that's a result that can flip. Like, there's WWE have more access into what people think is going to happen at WrestleMania than any other WrestleMania before. It's crazy.
Wait a minute. I think it goes a little further than that, because break down how betting actually works. Break this down for me, because now I got another question for you. Because see, bro, this is why I love having you on the show. Where are you going to – Meltzer's going to give me shit like this? Interesting. Inside betting, anybody? Up next, the AEW Dynamite Review. This is on patreon.com/RussoTWC. Bin Hameen, filling in for Justin Credible this week, lays out to John Paz one example of how amateur Tony Khan's booking is. One. Let's listen to the great Bin Hameen pitch hitting for PJ Polanco, Justin Credible.
Jericho and Tyson hug, end of scene. 12 minutes later, during the middle of a commercial pitch to Tony Schiavone, breaks the news that next week Jericho and Gimmick are going to face the Dax and Dash there, and then Mike Tyson's going to be the special enforcer. Let me stop you right there, stop myself right there. That shows how amateur this guy is and doesn't know what he's doing. That whole thing that Schiavone just billed is the moment. Schiavone should not be billing that. That should be Jericho on the mic going, "You son of a bitches in the pineapple want to face us? Well, me and who's, I don't even know who he's tagging with. Me and Sammy will take on your best. You and Dax, we're going to take you guys out. And you know what, Mike? Would you be at ringside to make sure the rest of these pineapples and Pineapple Pete don't run in? Sure, I would, man. And, you know, and like, let them make the match. Let him ask Tyson to be the enforcer. You're missing three big pops that are the end of the scene to get it to this level. Instead, it's all on Schiavone to make the match through the headset because fucking he's back there sniffing lines of Adderall and fucking doesn't know how to do this shit properly. You know, like that, it's the would you? And now they're going to have Tyson this week pretty much unannounced within 24 hours and it didn't do shit for the rating. Then next week you're going to have him there on TV. That's a pay-per-view appearance. Now you're just putting Tyson on TV and he's just another guy on the roster that you've seen 2 weeks in a row. There's nothing special about it. So you've taken your attraction and even lowered that. I don't know what to tell you, bro. Like,
and it's not even a tag match. It's a one-on-one match. It's Jericho versus Dax.
Unbelievable.
Even weirder.
Yeah. Like just completely asinine, bro. So we're at a point of a vote of no confidence at this point because just doesn't even know how to do his own business the right way. And
well, that is it, everybody. And there is more, much, much more. As I mentioned, Stevie Ray, Kevin Sullivan, Goldilocks, the list goes on and on and on and on. Shane Douglas, sometimes I can't even remember. There are so many people. Taylor Hendricks, what about Taylor Hendricks? Big Vito LaGrasso, guys, check it out. Two platforms, russosbrand.com and patreon.com/RussoTWC. Starting at 75 cents a week, bro. Yes, 75 cents a week, where you will hear from the pros. You're not going to hear from some mamby-pamby wannabes. You're going to want to hear from those that been there and done that. And you will get all of that. RussosBrand.com, Patreon.com/RussoTWC. I am out. Enjoy your day.